Hello again, welcome, and thank you for downloading this Mansion Inglés podcast. This is podcast number 53, recorded for September 2012. Este mes en el nivel básico, un poco de gramática con el presente y la formación de las preguntas. El nivel intermedio, los superlativos, superlatives. And also some expressions with get. There are some idioms and words with multiple meanings in the advanced section, and as always, some useful business English vocabulary. En los podcasts mensuales hablamos de los temas, vocabulario y ejercicios que salen en nuestro cuaderno mensual. Así podéis practicar la pronunciación y repasar el material del cuaderno. Si quieres recibir gratis el cuaderno cada mes, ver la transcripción de este podcast o leer los anteriores, vete a mentioningles.com y sigue los enlaces en la página principal. So, let's get started con el nivel básico, en lo que hemos practicado un poco de gramática básica. Escucha y repite las frases. The film finishes at 1 a.m. Escucha la pronunciación del verbo to finish en la tercera persona. Finishes. Repite. Finishes. It finishes. The film finishes at 1 a.m. He usually works on Saturdays. Repite. Saturdays. On Saturdays. Works on Saturdays. He works on Saturdays. He usually works on Saturdays. His parents live near the shopping center. Shopping center es el centro comercial. Repeat. Shopping center. Near the shopping center. His parents live. His parents live near the shopping center. We go to the gym 3 times a week. Tres veces a la semana. 3 times a week. Repite. 3 times a week. To the gym. We go to the gym. We go to the gym 3 times a week. My dad doesn't work now. He's retired. Retired significa jubilado. Repite. Retired. My dad's retired. He doesn't work. He's retired. That restaurant doesn't open on Mondays. Repite. Doesn't open. It doesn't open. It doesn't open on Mondays. The restaurant doesn't open on Mondays. My friends play football every Saturday. Repite. Play football. Every Saturday. They play football every Saturday. My friends play football every Saturday. Sandra does her homework in the evenings. Repite. Does her homework. She does her homework. In the evenings. She does her homework in the evenings. My mum doesn't cook very well. To cook es cocinar. Repite. Cook. Doesn't cook. She doesn't cook. She doesn't cook very well. My mum doesn't cook very well. My wife doesn't cook very well. My brother wears a suit for work. Suit es traje. Y to wear significa llevar puesto. Repite. Suit. I wear a suit. He wears a suit. He wears a suit for work. My brother wears a suit for work. Very good. Muy bien. También hemos practicado la formación de las preguntas en el nivel básico. Escucha algunas respuestas y intente decir las preguntas antes que las digo yo. Luego, repítelas para practicar la pronunciación. Habla después del tono. Are you ready? ¿Listo? I get up at 7 o'clock. What time do you get up? He's from Germany. Where is he from? The shops open at 9 a.m. What time do the shops open? His address is 79 Harris Avenue. What's his address? He plays football on Saturday mornings. What does he do on Saturday mornings? My husband is an architect. What does your husband do? Or what does your husband do for a living? My doctor's appointment is on Tuesday the 2nd. When is your doctor's appointment? In the intermediate section this month, we looked at some superlatives. Remember to always use the with superlatives. The greatest, the best, the least expensive, the most beautiful, etc. Listen. It's the most exciting thing I've ever done. Repeat. The most exciting thing. It's the most exciting thing I've ever done. It's the most exciting thing I've ever done. What's the most exciting thing you've ever done? What's the most exciting place you've ever been to? Listen. My worst subject at school was maths. Repeat. It's the worst. Maths is the worst. It's the worst subject. It's the most boring. No, physics is the most boring. English is the most interesting. Listen. I like it the most. Repeat. I like it the most. I like it the least. The thing I like the least. The thing I like the least is the weather. It's the weather I like the least. I like the food the most. The thing I like the most is the food. What do you like the most? Listen. It's the most difficult thing. Repeat. The most difficult. The most difficult thing. It's the most difficult thing. Pronunciation is the most difficult thing. The most difficult thing is pronunciation. What's the most difficult thing for you? Listen. She's the meanest person in the company. Repeat. The meanest person. She's the meanest person. She's the meanest person in the company. Listen, he's the funniest person I know. Repeat, the funniest. The funniest person I know. He's the funniest person I know. Good. Now, also in the intermediate section of the quaderno, we studied some expressions using the word get. There are many expressions and phrasal verbs with get, and we looked at 8 of them. To get a present, to get lost, to get divorced, to get angry, to get home, to get on with, to get up, and to get drunk. Listen and repeat the following questions. What time did you get home? Did you ever get lost when you were a child? What time did you get up this morning? When did you last get a present? When did you last get drunk? When was the last time you got angry? Do you know anybody who has got divorced? Is there anybody you don't get on with? If you like these podcasts, if you are learning more English with these podcasts, you can buy full lessons for only 1 euro and 40 centimos from our online shop, nuestra tienda online. Estas lecciones que vendemos están diseñado como una continuación del curso de audio Mansion Auto 2 y están basados en nuestro curso básico interactivo que ha ayudado a más que 25 millones de personas a aprender inglés desde el año 2001. Las lecciones están al nivel intermedio, B1, y estamos poniendo nuevas lecciones constantemente en mansioninglesdescargas.wasala.com. Mansioninglesdescargas, todo junto, .wasala.com. Cada lección vale 1 euro y 40 céntimos y dura aproximadamente 1 hora 15 minutos. Y cada lección está en el formato MP3 y lleva su transcripción en formato PDF. There were more idioms this month in the advanced section. Let's see if you can remember the idioms if I say the Spanish equivalent. For example, meter la pata. ¿Qué es meter la pata in English? The English translation has the words foot and mouth in it. Put your foot in your mouth. I'm always putting my foot in my mouth. Quien roba una vez, roba 10. Is once a thief, always a thief. Or a leopard doesn't change its spots. Persevera y triunfarás. Never say die. No dejar piedra por mover. To leave no stone unturned. We'll leave no stone unturned until we find the thief. What about poner las cartas sobre la mesa? That's a direct translation. Put your cards on the table. I'm going to put my cards on the table. I think you should put your cards on the table and tell me what's happening. El último, borrón y cuenta nueva. O lo pasado, pasado está. Let bygones be bygones. Repeat. Let bygones be bygones. Now listen and repeat the idioms. Put your foot in your mouth. Once a thief, always a thief. Never say die. Leave no stone unturned. Put your cards on the table. Let bygones be bygones. Also, in the advanced section, we looked at some words with multiple meanings, like account, for example. To account for means to explain. How do you account for the fact that their shares have fallen? There's no accounting for taste. Sobre gustos no hay nada escrito. There's no accounting for taste. On account of means debido a. Repeat. On account of. On account of his being too old. Debido a que es demasiado mayor. On account of his being too old. We left early on account of the weather. On no account, or not on any account, means de ningún modo, de ninguna manera, or bajo ningún concepto. On no account, borrow money from that guy. Don't do it. Not on any account. The word score is often used in sport. How do you say cómo van in a football game, for example? What's the score? How do you say el resultado final? The final score. What was the final score? If you have a score to settle, tienes una cuenta pendiente. Repeat. To settle a score. To settle old scores. To settle old scores means ajustar o saldar las cuentas pendientes. Also, a score is 20. Una vintena. There were scores of people there. Había muchísima gente. O había montones de gente. Repeat. Scores of people. The verb to score means marcar, to score a goal, for example. Moving on, delivery is una entrega o un reparto. But when a baby is delivered, it's parto in Spanish. The delivery room in a hospital or clinic is salón de parto. You can also deliver a presentation or a speech. If you deliver it well, it's interesting and entertaining. If your delivery is bad, people could fall asleep. A pool es una charca, and a pool of blood is a strong collocation. The woman was on the floor in a pool of blood. You can have a pool of water and a pool of light. Un foco de luz. A pool of light. A car pool es una flota de automóviles. And you can also have a pool of resources, una fuente de recursos. We can get the job done more effectively if we pool our resources and work together. And finally, the noun issue can mean tema, cuestión o asunto. To face the issue is enfrentarse al o afrontar el problema. Let's not cloud the issue. Let's not confuse the issue. No nos vayamos por la tangente. No nos desviamos la atención del verdadero problema. You can also make an issue of something. I don't want to make an issue of it, but... No quiero insistir demasiado sobre el tema, pero... No quiero exagerar la importancia del asunto, pero... I don't want to make an issue of it, but... The verb to issue can mean expedir, in the case of a visa, or a driving license, or a passport. And hacer público in the case of a statement or a report. The police have issued a statement. In the Business English section, we looked at some more Business English vocabulary. If you make money in business, you make a profit. What's the opposite of make a profit? Make a loss. The adjective of profit is profitable. So if you make a profit, then your business is profitable. You have a profitable business. ¿Cómo se dice con respecto a in English? With regard to. Repeat. With regard to. With regard to the new website design, how do you say tratar con in English? To deal with. Repeat. To deal with. I usually deal with the manager. Can we deal with this tomorrow? And the past of deal is dealt. Repeat. Dealt. I dealt with that yesterday. Have you dealt with it yet? To go over means to review. Repasar. I need to go over my presentation before the meeting. The adjective outstanding can mean destacado, in a good way. He's an outstanding singer. Es un cantante excepcional. And in business, it can also mean pendiente. If we are talking about a problem or a debt, una deuda. Repeat, outstanding. An outstanding balance. Un saldo pendiente. There's an outstanding balance on your account. Misleading translates as engañoso. Something is misleading if it gives you the wrong idea. Repeat, misleading. The figures are very misleading. There are many expressions to describe trends in business English. Hacer caer is bring down. It's a phrasal verb, to bring down. Repeat, the recession has brought down profits. Derribar un gobierno is to bring down a government. And prices can also be brought down. Repeat, they've brought their prices down. And finally, leave from work is permiso or licencia. 1 year's leave of absence. Un año de permiso. To be on leave. Estar o salir del permiso. She's on leave. Repeat. She's on leave. She's on maternity leave. Well, we'll be on leave until next month's Cuaderno de Inglés. Remember, you can listen to all our previous podcasts at mansioningles.com and on iTunes. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast and for being part of the community of La Mansión del Inglés. Remember, if you want to contact us, you can find us on Facebook. Just search Facebook for La Mansión del Inglés. And join our growing community of fans. Or send an email to mansionteachers@yahoo.es. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter name is mansiontwit. Puedes ver el cuaderno mensual de este mes y todos los cuadernos anteriores en www.cuadernodeingles.com. También tenemos dos aplicaciones para el nivel principiante y el nivel básico a la venta en la tienda de iTunes. Para encontrarlas, busca eMansión Auto y el precio de cada aplicación es de 2 euros 39 céntimos. Until next month then, take care, keep practicing and taking your English to the next level. Bye for now. The music in this month's podcast is by Revolution Void. The album is The Politics of Desire, and the track is called Outer Orbit.